live and then recorded from England, it's the Mental or Messel Meltdown Show. And I've got a cold since coming back to England. It's kind of funny. In Norway, they've got this dry cold and tons of snow, but I never got sick. Over here, no snow, nothing but rain, and I'm rather sniffy right now. Nonetheless, I want you to have a good time listening to this show. What do I have for you? Why, it's the Norwegian edition of the Mental or Messel Meltdown Show. So that means I've got the latest, the greatest, the best Norwegian metal out there for you. Dimmu Borgir and Satyricon. Psych. Nah, I'm not that cruel. What I do have for you are some Norwegian names. Kvelertak, Korskorpi, Borknagar, and a few more. Now it looks like the Snot Express is coming up again, so I'm gonna have to leave you in the hands of these guys for a bit. Here's some advice for when you go to the land of the north.
Oh,
That was Black Debeth with Mongo Norway. And oh my god, am I missing Norway. What a country, what a people, and also such an amazing city. I'll never forget the great times I had, or the questions that I had, like when I sat down with Sindre Nedlund of Invane and Funeral. From what you've seen, how do you notice that people outside of Norway seem to perceive Norwegian metal?
There's a lot of myths around like the Norwegian scene, at least in abroad, a lot of which comes from the early days of black metal with all the controversy with the church burnings and all that stuff. Something that might be true, some like a small part of, and it's been made of like big stories. So I think a lot of like at least the hardcore fans from all over the world see Norway as this mythical land where they've made up all these stories how it is, and the people involved are like, yeah, almost like mythical creatures that they always created all these stories from different things, and the bands themselves put out a lot of these stories as well, you know, to make publicity for themselves.
You've heard Vindr with On Mountain of Goats, and after that, Kor Skorpi with Eifan Asfart. Now, Norwegian metal, you see, is often believed to begin and end with Norwegian black metal, which at best is dark, mysterious, and evil. But how far do people take it seriously? This is one of the things I asked Sindre Nedland about when I was in Oslo.
I've been asked a lot of weird stuff when I've been abroad. I've been asked a lot of times if it's true that we gather and drink blood. People have been seriously asking me this. Is it true? I've heard that the vocalist of this and this band, he once killed a baby and he ate it just to get the baby's strength. I don't think that's true. I think he might get arrested for that. Yeah, but there's all these like crazy myths. And people, for some reason, I'm not sure if they really believe it or if they kind of want to believe it because they want this to be this weird, dark underground because of the music is so dark and, you know, it's depressing. But they kind of want it all to be connected.
We'll be right back.
That was Sog with Ascent into Decadence, and before that, you heard In Vain with the Titan. Sorry, I've got a sore throat going on here. It's funny how I never ever got sick over there. I mean, dude, it snows tons in Norway, but people just keep on keeping on. You could even nip out for a few minutes without a jacket and you come back in, and everyone just keeps on keeping on. Over here, in England, you get like an inch of snow, and it's all, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, it's gonna be a blizzard, oh my god, oh my god, shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down! Okay, I'm gonna need a bit of a kick to keep myself going right now. Oh, what gives you a good kick better than some good old Norwegian thrash?
Thank you. from the stars in universe. It's a night, days and night lights. Now is his time to return, to resurrect the ways of the earth.
Necromanthian there would rise, Vulcan Spectre rise. And before that, you heard Vessin, Wid flies to shit. It's funny when you go abroad, you never know who's gonna bump into you or who's gonna want to be your new best friend. I got to experience that when a number of people came up to me at the Inferno kickoff party, saying, "Are you Metal Girl like us? Can we give you a hug?" Aww, and I got a hug. It was so nice. Unfortunately, I didn't catch your name, so if you're listening and you're on www.metalmelt.wordpress.com right now, that's www.metalmelt.wordpress.com, please send me an email. I want to hear from you. It's time to move on a bit. Not only was Sindre Nedland in a couple of bands himself, but he has an even more famous older brother, Lars, a.k.a. Lazara Nedland. You might recognize him from Solofald, Borknagar, and... Ooh, speaking of which, here's Borknagar!
Trace the train.
You're there with Gaping Graves Await, and before that, you heard Lazara Nedland's band Borknagar with Revolt. The good news is that I feel a bit better now, as you could tell, I'm a bit more perky. Sadly, it looks like this episode is coming to an end, but fret not. In future, you're gonna hear more Norwegian metal, but alongside that, you're also gonna hear more English metal, because England is where it began, and don't you forget it. Right. Before I say ha de bra, boy talk for sis, let's have a bit of a closure on how it looks like it's gonna be for Norwegian metal.
I think 2012 is gonna be the year for Norwegian metal actually, because a lot of really great albums coming soon, so it's gonna be a great year.